Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Ray Fittipaldo joins us now to get into all of it. And Ray is brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally. Good morning to you, Ray. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well.
Ray, your biggest takeaway from OTA number one?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote about it. I just think it's the uncertainty that looms over this football team. And you know, a lot of the guys yesterday said the right things when it came to Aaron Rodgers not being there. But I also got the sense that they're kind of sick of, you know, not talking about it, because yesterday was the first time they talked about it. But they're just kind of sick of this being the storyline about this football team for more than 2 months now. So, you know, they said the right things yesterday. I don't think, honestly, guys, this won't come up again until minicamp. Now, if this is still ongoing at minicamp, yeah, the guys are going to have to answer these questions again, but they kind of got it out of the way yesterday. And, you know, we'll have hopefully two weeks of peace and quiet, you know, until minicamp gets here.
Ray, let's say Aaron Rodgers doesn't sign with the Steelers. Do you think that Mason Rudolph is capable of having a Sam Darnold, Geno Smith-like rebound career year?
Well, I mean, listen, Geno Smith and Sam Darnold, you know, even though they weren't great quarterbacks, they had more of a resume than Mason Rudolph did at this point. You know, Sam Darnold struggled with the Jets. Yeah, he had a lot of pieces around him in Minnesota. I don't know that the Steelers are quite set up that way. So I don't think the Steelers would be a terrible football team with Mason Rudolph, but I don't think the ceiling would be very high either. I think they would be an 8 or a 9-win team, maybe on the fringe of the playoffs, but probably nothing more than that.
Where's DK Metcalf, and is it a big deal he's not there?
Not sure. One of the players yesterday, Patrick Queen, made mention of some of these guys have personal issues going on that they have to deal with. I don't know what DK's issue is right now. I don't think it's a big deal. You know, Doran spent time in the league. These are voluntary workouts, and they're especially voluntary for stars like DK Metcalf and TJ Watt, guys who really don't have anything to prove. So it'll be more of a story if any of these guys aren't here for the mandatory mini camp, but I don't think it's a big deal at all that some of these guys weren't here on the first day of OTAs.
Ray, Mason Rudolph has a lot to prove. I'll just ask you the question if he is possibly capable of having that rebound year like the other quarterbacks in the league. Broderick Jones is another guy who has a lot to prove moving to left tackle. Faltano has a lot to prove in his basically rookie year this year of playing right tackle. But Roman Wilson, I think out of all of them, has the most to prove and the most probably on his shoulders. Do you think he's capable of handling being wide receiver number two as it sits right now?
We're going to find out. He's going to get plenty of opportunities this spring and in training camp, I think, to prove that he's a guy who can have a role on this football team. They invested a third-round pick in him. His rookie season was pretty much a wash. He played 5 snaps in that game against the Raiders and that was it. They pretty much redshirted him after that, after he had another injury, and they just put him on the shelf for the rest of the season. So there's opportunities for guys like Roman Wilson. There's opportunities for guys like Calvin Austin. I think Calvin Austin is another guy that I think they can lean on a little bit more. He had career highs in both yardage and touchdowns last season. He had more touchdowns, guys, than George Pickens last season. So I think between those two guys, they have to manufacture some semblance of a number two receiver. One of those guys might not ever get that title, but they got to piece together the production between those guys to be, you know, okay at number two and number three.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us in the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ray, if Roman Wilson plays well during OTAs, mini camp, does that mean they will not acquire a wide receiver too, or does it not matter and they're always going to try to get a number two wide receiver?
Yeah, I mean, there's only so much you can prove in football and shorts. I think, you know, the real evaluation goes on in training camp when the pads come on, and then especially in the three preseason games. So he could look great out here. I don't think if it's in their mind to bolster their roster and to add depth and or to maybe get a guy to compete for that number two spot, they won't be greatly influenced by whether he has a bad spring or a good spring, especially if Aaron Rodgers wants one of his own guys, you know, to come in here or maybe be, you know, somewhat of a security blanket for him. So, you know, I think it would be great if Roman Wilson and Calvin Austin did really well over the next couple of weeks, but I don't think that'll be a big factor in any of their roster decisions they do, you know, between the end of mini camp and the start of training camp.
Ray, from now until, let's say, game number four, who has to put it together the most on the TV, on paper, and for us to say, yeah, that guy has made a huge jump? Joey Porter Jr. or Keanu Benton for this team to be successful? This defense, let's say, to be successful.
Yeah, for this defense, you know, I'm going to say Keanu Benton just because there's a lot of question marks still on that defensive line. I think I love that they doubled down on D linemen, and I hope those rookies can be contributors as rookies, but sometimes it's not smart to count on rookies. So Keanu Benton enters, you know, this training camp, you know, is your second best defensive lineman, and I think he has to start playing that way. I think I'm not blaming him, but I'm just saying overall that defensive line was a big disappointment towards the end of the season and especially in the playoffs. That's why they went out and got Y.A. Black. That's why they went out and got Derek Harmon. So apparently he's still going to play the nose, and if he's going to play the nose, he and everyone else on that defensive line have to play better against the run.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Ray Fittipaldo with us here on the Fan Hotline. What's the timeline for T.J. Watt, do you think? It just all ends with him getting 1 cent more than Myles Garrett somewhere around training camp and everybody's happy?
Yeah, I think it's going to be in the guaranteed money, and I wouldn't expect T.J. to show up, honestly, for any of these OTAs. I don't think he's going to play hardball and stay away from minicamp. I think he'll probably be there, for that. I can't tell you when it's going to happen. You know, maybe it could happen in June, but I think it's more likely to happen in July or August. The interesting thing is, do they want to wait on the Cowboys to get a deal done with Micah Parsons, or do they want to be first in line, even if they have to overpay? And I think we all agree, you know, Max Crosby signs for like $35.5 million. Then the Browns go to 40, you know, so everyone, the Cowboys, the Lions, the Steelers, all think they're going to have to overpay for their guys. But when you look at it, it's almost better to be second than third or fourth, because whoever's third or fourth is going to end up paying more anyway.
Caleb Johnson, does he look the part?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that guy has the physique of an NFL football player. Looks really good out there, too. Looks confident. I know it's only OTAs, but, I think Jaylen Warren's going to be RB1 early in the season, but Jaylen Warren's also your best pass protector and your best receiver out of the backfield. And I think Caleb Johnson's skill set is to be a first and second down back. So I can very easily see a scenario, Doran, where, you know, by October, he's actually a starter, you know, playing first and second downs. And, you know, I don't think the touches or the carries are going to vary a lot. I think it'll be close to a 50-50 split. But I do think, you know, maybe by October or at the latest, the middle of the season, I think Caleb Johnson could be RB1 and play on first and second downs.
Who else is passing the eye test through one day of football in shorts?
Oh, I mean, Harmon is just he's that big prototypical defensive end in the Steelers mode. He looks the part. Y.A. Black, too. That guy's a big body. They can play anywhere on that defensive line. So we're not going to find out about those guys until training camp, but I'm really looking forward to Latrobe and, you know, seeing those guys on one-on-ones against Zach Frazier and Mason McCormick. And, you know, it's almost like phase one of the rebuild was the O-line. Those guys established themselves a little bit last year. Phase two is the D-line, and we're going to get to see how far these guys are along when they go up against each other in training camp a couple of weeks from now.
Ray, June 10th, mini camp, mandatory. Yeah. Is Aaron Rodgers throwing the football in the black and gold on June 10th?
Well, it's not mandatory if he's not signed, so I think you have to keep that in mind. I think it'll get done by then. I wish I had a better handle on what his personal issues were and, you know, where the timeline was with that. I suppose, you know, if he's not here, guys, that they could still wait until training camp. But I think just being around that team yesterday, asking those questions, and, you know, you're only able to, you know, get across so much when you write a story or when you talk about it. But it just seems like I said at the top, guys are tired of this, and they just want some clarity. Is it going to be Mason Rudolph, or is it going to be Aaron Rodgers? Let's get on with this so we can, you know, go about our offseason.
Ray, do you ever have a mustache?
I had a goatee like when I was in high school and college, but I don't know that I ever had a Mason Rudolph stash. That's impressive, guys.
When you're talking goatee, are we talking just on the chin, or you had the mustache that folded down into the chin? Yeah.
No, I never had like the Lou Albano rubber band. I just had the goatee that I trimmed a little bit.
Very good. Ray, thank you for your time as always. Have fun down there today.
All right, guys. See ya.
Thanks, Ray.
See you, buddy.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Question.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.